I'm Katie Williams. There's a lot of ways to measure your health, and a number on the scale is not the only way of doing it. This is your weekly Better For It advice, where I give you 3 tips for solving a health question we're all asking. This episode is how to make healthy choices without tracking your macros. So what does it mean to track macros? Basically, it's the process of keeping track of everything you eat and drink to see how many calories you are consuming. Every food and drink will have a certain amount of calories in it. A banana is less than 100 calories, for example, and a Golden Gate time is around 240 calories. By tracking everything you eat and drink, you'll find out how many calories you're eating. So you can use this information to either lose weight by being in a calorie deficit, which is eating less than your body needs, or building muscle by being in a calorie surplus, which is eating more than what your body needs. Tracking macros is a great way to get awareness of how much food you're eating, but it's by no means the only way to eat a healthy and balanced diet. And a lot of people don't like tracking macros because of how much time it takes to weigh food and track it and trying to track macros whilst eating out. But it can be really hard to know what to eat and how much to eat, especially when the media says one thing, your friends and family say another thing, and then you're also trying to remember that food pyramid you learnt in high school. But it doesn't need to be that difficult. So if you want to make healthy choices without tracking macros, here are 3 tips to help you. Tip 1 is eat a diverse range of whole foods. An easy way to make sure you're making healthier choices is to choose whole foods. This is things like fruits, vegetables, legumes, meat, and eggs. Basically any foods that do not come in a packet. These are foods that are going to be full of your essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body needs to survive. They're also going to be full of fiber, which will keep you feeling fuller for longer in between your meals and also help you go to the bathroom. They're also not going to be high in artificial sugar, so you'll be able to keep your blood sugar stable throughout the day and you won't be reaching for that sugar every afternoon. So if you've mastered whole foods and you're ready for a challenge, try tip 2. Tip 2 is eat 30 different plants every week. Now, 30 different plants does sound like a lot. You might be thinking, I can't even name 30 different vegetables, let alone eat them all. But when I say plants, I mean fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, seeds, and herbs. If you're eating whole foods already, you'll already be eating a lot of these foods without realizing. But if 30 different plants still seems overwhelming to you, write down all of the different ones you've eaten in the past week. Have a think about other plants you'd like to try and buy them when you're next to the supermarket. If it still feels overwhelming, you can literally Google different fruits and vegetables to get some ideas. And remember that you don't need to go from 0 to 100 overnight. So if you're currently eating, say, 10 plants per week, it'll be hard to jump straight to 30. So take it easy and slowly increase the number of plants you eat until you reach your goal. Tip 3 is eat when you're hungry. This tip is less about what you eat, but how you eat. The most reliable way of knowing when to eat and how much to eat is to wait until you're hungry and then eat until you're full. Your body is smart, and if you listen to it, it will tell you exactly what it needs. You want to eat when you're hungry, but you don't want to wait until you're starving. If you wait until you're starving, it can be harder to make healthy choices because you'll want to eat everything. The reason why is because of this hormone in our bodies called ghrelin. It's our hunger hormone, and its job is to increase our appetite. It travels through our blood to our brains and tells our brains that we're hungry and we need to find food. The higher your ghrelin is, the hungrier you get. Our ghrelin levels go up when we haven't eaten in a while. So this can become a vicious cycle. We get hungry, so our ghrelin goes up, telling our brain to eat food. And the hungrier we get, the more ghrelin we produce and the more food we eat. By waiting until you're hungry but not starving, you'll eat the right amount of food for your body. And when you do eat, pay attention to when you get full as well and do not eat beyond this point. This will ensure you're eating enough for your body and you'll have the energy you need to get through until your next meal, but you're not going overboard. If you want to make healthy food choices but you don't want to count your calories, you can try this instead. Eat a diverse range of food, eat 30 different plants every week, and eat when you're hungry. That's all for this Monday. The next episode will be out on Wednesday, and I'll be chatting with a health and fitness leader about the things they do that make them better for it. If you want to chat, you can reach out to me on Instagram at Katie Williams. I'll chat to you on Wednesday. Listener.